You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
We wanted to continue a conversation that we started yesterday. We talked about a new employment system that's developed within the auto industry. In Detroit, the three automakers have a two-tier wage scale now for their employees. That means new employees make half the salary of the workers that are already on the job.
For the employers, the reason this is a good thing is it lowers costs, but it also creates an incentive to hire, because bringing new people in and adding jobs is now a lot cheaper than it was before.
That's Peter Capelli, professor at the University of Pennsylvania. We spoke to him yesterday, and you can listen to the entire conversation at thetakeaway.org. But what do the auto workers think themselves? We spoke with two of them.
It's definitely better to have a job than no job. As far as, you know, making half of what our coworkers make, ideally, we won't always be stuck at half of what our coworkers make.
It's just going to get more and more and more progressively worse. There's going to be higher percentage of two tiers in every plant that the contract that passes. So it'll be a finish line that you never cross.
It's the voices of Elisa and Mitchell, two auto workers who work under this two-tier wage system. And you had a lot to say about this.
My name is Ashlyn. I'm calling from Charleston, South Carolina. I actually worked in a retail location that was the opposite of that, where new people were hired at a much higher rate than existing workers. In some cases, people who were working there for years at a time. Neither system worked, in my opinion.
You can give us your opinion at 8778-MY-TAKE. But for every person like Ashlyn who didn't like the idea, there were listeners like our next one, Steve Planis. He's a firefighter in Miami, and he listens to us at member station WLRN in South Florida. Steve, good morning.
Good morning to you.
All right. So you called us yesterday saying you would actually be willing to do the job you're doing for half the pay. Why is that?
I have to first clear that I would take any job at half the pay, because working is better than not working, even at half my pay. But specifically my job, because I love what I do. I mean, there's not many other careers where you can run into burning buildings and get paid for it. So I love doing that. So I would do it at half my pay. But that's, I'm not speaking on for fire rescue. I'm speaking just for me. I would do it for half my pay because I love it, A, and B, I can't fathom, not having a job. So, having said that, I would go to McDonald's for half my pay, if it came down to that.
Well, Steve, the auto workers yesterday say they would much rather have a job than not have one. But let me ask you, do you think there's a possibility that employers could be exploiting this attitude among workers, that they're actually getting workers at this lower wage because they can?
Yeah. It's going to be a slippery slope. Like your caller said yesterday, it's good now because it attracts employees, because it invites them to work, albeit half the pay. But I don't know how long that's going to last. I mean, the exploitation will come when 6 months to a year down the road, and they're still working at half the pay when it should have gotten better. If the economy gets better, then the pay is going to have to get better. So it's sort of a double-edged sword. Yes, it's good. It sounds like a good plan now, but come 1 year later and they're still working for half the pay, you're going to have pretty much a riot on your hands.
And that, in fact, is to a certain extent the case where you are. Firefighters, new hires for firefighters in your county get fewer pension benefits than you do.
Actually, that was on the table. Everything is on the table now. There's so many things going around. It's not definite that may happen. I can only speak for the department that I work for, but there's other departments, neighboring departments, that have been affected like that as far as benefits or paying for their own insurance or something to that effect. In my particular case, everything is still out in the open. They're still dealing. I think September 30th is the end of our contract, and if they can't figure anything out, then they can go to impasse and go to Tallahassee. So it's very wishy-washy. There's nothing concrete right now.
But let me just push this issue with you. We're speaking to Steve Planis, who's a firefighter in Miami and listens at on WLRN in South Florida. So let me just ask you, Steve. Let's say, for example, that the new hires accepted a lower wage than what you're making, because they just wanted to take the job. what would you say to then to a new worker who was still getting that lower wage 3 years down the line, who said, look, this is ridiculous. We're doing the same work. Why can't I make the same pay?
That's sort of a loaded question. I mean, for us to get hired, I mean, it is extremely competitive. One municipality that had 8 positions open and there was 4,000 applicants. So, you know, depending on the person who gets hired, I seriously doubt that they're going to complain about half the pay because the competition is so high to get in. But like I said before, a year from now he may complain. But, if I were to say to them, you know, just make sure you do your job. Don't do a half pay job. You know, keep your same great attitude. You know, deal with the patient the way you deal with your grandmother. You know, treat everybody kindly. Don't let it affect your work, because that's paramount.
Well, that's Steve Planus. He's a firefighter in Miami, and he listens to us on member station WLRN in South Florida. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
We definitely want to keep this conversation going with you. So far, you've had a lot to say. I bet there's more to say. A lot of you had a lot of criticism for our auto worker from yesterday. Remember Elisa and her points about her union.
Ideally, we won't always be stuck at half of what our coworkers make. It's a union job. We hope that our union will get us up to a better wage and better benefits.
That's Elisa speaking yesterday on the show. And here's a listener from South Carolina responding.
The problem with the woman's answer is she is relying on the union to get her wages increased. She should be working as hard as she could at that job to let her superiors know that she is committed to this job and that she wants to get ahead, rather than relying on a third party.
But we had this response from Rob in Windsor, Ontario. Here's what he writes at our website. I'm a member of the CAW, the Canadian Auto Workers, and new hires in Canada start at 70% of full rate and then grow into the full rate over 6 years. I can't believe the UAW agreed to two-tier wages. If you've ever worked in an auto plant, you know how hard the work is for $14 an hour. Sure, people will take the jobs. People will do lots of things out of desperation. It's unfair and unnecessary. Give us your response. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can post your comment at thetakeaway.org.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.